For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Theo Wells-Spackman. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover an update to graduate student unionization, a film created by Nuclear Princeton, the Anti-Defamation League's campus anti-Semitism report card, and the possible extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. It's Monday, April 15th. I sat down with associate news editor Miriam Waldvogel to learn more about new updates from the Graduate Student Union as they move toward an election.
My name is Miriam Waldvogel, and I'm a news editor at The Prince.
Okay, so we've been gathering. There are some updates regarding the Graduate Student Union here. What's going on?
Yeah, the Graduate Student Union announced on Friday afternoon on their Instagram that they were filing for an election with the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, which is a potentially huge step towards forming a union. After this, presumably, the NLRB will call an election, and then the grad students will vote among themselves to potentially form a union. I spoke with an organizer from PGSU just tonight about the filing. She confirmed it happened on Friday afternoon. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement among the union organizers. And what's interesting is that this comes right on the heels of the postdocs at Princeton having just filed for an election. That was about 2 weeks ago. They're since awaiting response from the NLRB.
And how standard is this? Like, are other groups at other peer organizations kind of taking similar steps in this direction?
Every other Ivy League school either has a recognized and, you know, officially established union for graduate students, or in the case of UPenn, they are set to vote on forming a union basically next week. There's a big kind of upswell of union elections at the Ivy Leagues this year. Yale, Dartmouth, and Cornell all held elections in 2023. Before that, you know, Harvard and Columbia had kind of followed up earlier. Most other Ivy League schools already have a graduate student union. And I asked PGSU about this, and, you know, they pointed out that, yes, they may be sort of behind the Ivy League in some respects, but also, you know, plenty of other private universities are still working on getting their graduate student unions off the ground.
You can read more of our coverage at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In campus news, a film produced by Nuclear Princeton was featured on Rocky Mountain PBS last Friday. Nuclear Princeton is an undergraduate organization dedicated to exploring ways in which nuclear science sanctioned by the university has affected underrepresented and indigenous communities. The film was created in collaboration with Twiddle Productions, a Hawaiian multimedia studio, and has been screened a number of times in the last 2 years. Now, it's available for free in its entirety on YouTube at the link in our show notes. Nuclear Princeton has also been in other local news this week as Ella Weber, class of 25, who was awarded a Truman Scholarship for Public Service last week, is a research fellow with the organization. She is also a UDOL undergraduate scholar in tribal policy and is part of SPIA's Science and Global Security program. With the scholarship, Weber will attend the University of North Dakota School of Law. In national news, the Anti-Defamation League released a report on campus anti-Semitism in the United States on Thursday. A number of universities were given failing or near-failing grades on their support of Jewish communities on their campuses. Princeton received an F, with the ADL's report citing an ongoing Title VI investigation by the Federal Department of Education and the absence of a dedicated advisory council to address anti-Semitism. Some leaders of Jewish campus organizations have pushed back against the ADL's characterizations. Rabbi Gil Steinlauf of the Princeton Center for Jewish Life called the F grade, quote, misleading. Adam Lehman, the CEO of Hillel, an international Jewish organization with chapters on many campuses, said that, quote, we do not believe it is constructive or accurate to try to assign grades to schools as a means of assessing the totality of Jewish student experience at those campuses. In international news, the U.S. Department of Justice is nearing the end of protracted negotiations surrounding the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The government of Australia, Assange's home country, asked last week that the U.S. reach a plea deal with the defendant that would allow him to return home. Assange is currently imprisoned in the U.K., where courts have demanded assurances by tomorrow from their U.S. counterparts that Assange would be afforded free speech protections analogous to those of a U.S. citizen. Princeton history professor Julian Zelitzer has been outspoken regarding Assange in the past, as the conversation about what constitutes freedom of press has become more urgent. In a 2019 radio appearance, Zelitzer was critical of Assange, saying, quote, "WikiLeaks is different than a newspaper, or even a television network. It was directly giving these sensitive documents without any kind of analysis or filter to the public." Today, you can expect sunny skies with a high of 77 and a low of 54 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by me, sound engineered by Maya Mukherjee, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of The Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Theo Wells-Spackman. Have a wonderful day.